following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Corona wants to make your summer better, so we're giving away trips to places with great summer music festivals.
Excuse me. I didn't think there would be so many people here.
You gotta speak up, hon. These noise-canceling headphones are really working.
And mine aren't. That music is still really loud.
Please, it's my favorite song.
Is my floppy hat on right? I don't want to get any sun.
Oh, don't worry. These people have sunscreen. Here. Hey, that's ours. I hope we get cell phone reception out here. I need to have a long talk with your mother.
Don't let these people win your trip. Corona's giving away trips to make your summer better. Catch your favorite bands, the DJ tent, buy a t-shirt you'll never wear, and wash it all down with ice-cold Corona. Visit your local retailer for specially marked Corona and Corona Light packages, and enter the Corona Live It, Share It, Win It sweepstakes every week at coronasummer.com. Corona, find your beach. No purchase necessary. Trip awarded as travel voucher. Residents of 50 U.S. and D.C., 21 and older only. Mailed entry deadline September 27, 2013 for last drawing. Void where prohibited. Complete details and rules at coronasummer.com.
Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Please...
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Friday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our final show of the month of June, and today we bring you a special best of the Doug and Daddy Show. The time has wound down for UNK Athletic Director John McBride, who announced earlier this summer that he was going to be retiring. Danny Woodhead has made a change. He is headed out to the San Diego Chargers, and we got a chance to catch up with him earlier this spring. And locally, Elwood's Eddie Ahrens was inducted into the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame earlier this month. We got a chance to catch up with the coach, and this fall, the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame will have some special induction ceremonies, as they always do, and the Gibbon Girls Basketball Program will have multiple honors coming up on that day. The coach of the team back in the 80s is Larry Bleach, and we had a chance to catch up with him earlier this spring as well when that announcement came out. So you'll hear from all of those folks over the next hour. You can still email us. You can still tweet us. You can still Facebook us as we get ready for the Nebraska Danger playoff game tomorrow. Of course, the email douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Remember that it's not too far away from the 4th of July. We get our 12 teams in 12 days headed off to Chicago for the Big Ten football days, which is always exciting, but we'll preview every team, including the Huskers, before we head out there. We've got the U.S. Senior Open coverage coming up in July from the Omaha Country Club, and yes, on Friday, July the 12th, it is the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest from the Hilltop Mall in Kearney. This event has really filled up the last couple of years, so to guarantee your spot in the field, we put up a form on our website at espnsuperstation.com. Click on it, fill it out, and you will guarantee yourself a spot until we are full. So don't wait. You want to be in. We've got some great prizes. Bigger and better than ever. It's Friday, July 12th, in the air conditioning at the Hilltop Mall, so we'd love to have you be a part of what's going on with our hot dog eating contest. But right now, let's get the show underway and hear our conversation with outgoing UNK Athletic Director John McBride. Special guest with us as the end of the year is here, and this will be two parts, Randy, obviously. John McBride, the athletic director at UNK, always joins us throughout the year, and then at the end of the year, we kind of like to recap what's going on in the world of sports for the Lopers, and of course, Division II National Outdoor Track wraps up the season this weekend. Then, of course, last week, we were up at the field for UNK's announcement that John would be stepping down at the end of July.
Well, obviously, we like to have these conversations to talk about where we've come come, but also where we're going to be going. And obviously, that there's a lot of news involved with John and the direction of UNK athletics.
So let's welcome in the athletic director at UNK, who's getting ready for a blue gold meeting because the biggest fundraiser is just a couple of weeks away. John McBride with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Good morning. My pleasure.
The dust has settled on the announcement. How have you felt the last 8 days, and how have things already changed with you and your job up there?
It's a bit of a whirlwind, a lot of emotions and things happening pretty quickly. I'm very comfortable with the decision. I think it's the right decision long term for all the parties involved. Just was concerned about not being able to give total attention, total effort to a job that needs total effort, if not more than total effort. And it's just, as I said at the press conference, it's just an all-consuming job. And you're working every day of the week and almost every day of the year. You're on call all the time. And there's a lot of tough decisions, tough situations, personally and professionally, that you deal with, and it just wears on you. I haven't had second doubts about it. I've had a lot of comments, a lot of calls, a lot of letters, heard from people that I haven't talked to in a while, and everybody's been very, very much in support of the decision that I made to take care of my health and focus on some things moving forward as it relates to me and my family.
John, have you had the opportunity to maybe have a little bit more downtime to try to have some of those health benefits, or will that not really come until you're completely ended your tenure?
Well, I'm technically supposed to not be here as much, and I'm trying to carve some time out to get out of the office and to not be in here as much as I did before. It's tough after 30 years to change your way of doing things. And, usually the lights were on end of the night, and, I was able to get here early in the morning and get going. And that changed recently. It wasn't easy as to get here in the morning, and I wasn't able to spend the late nights as I was before. So just sort of segueing into that, we're not in any rush with that. I needed to slow down the pace, and we'll do that. But we've got a lot of work to do between now and the end of July to prepare for the time ahead and to wrap up this season. So there's plenty of work to do. My staff's been awesome, and coaches have been very understanding and allow me the personal time to deal with things. And in this world of emails and cell phones, it's pretty easy to get work done from outside an office at the same time.
John McBride, the athletic director at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. John, I'll ask you this, and you can comment any way you want, because everybody has a different way they want to talk about personal issues. But I know the whole Loper family just wants to know, how are you doing? How is your health? What are the doctors telling you? And if you don't want to discuss it, I can understand that as well.
Well, I think it's important to... because I had quite a few questions over the past year or so from people that were wondering, about my condition and what was affecting me. So that's why we felt it was important to deal with it. Parkinson's takes some focus to deal with it. If you manage Parkinson's, you can live with it fairly well. You're going to be affected by it. It's a progressive disease, but you're able to manage it with medicine, exercise, physical therapy, and things I talked about, and avoiding stressful situations is part of that getting better scenario. So I have my good days and bad days with it. It's very tiring, long hours, going on trips, going to championship events over multiple days, conference meetings, those type of things takes a toll on me. That's where I came to the realization that the two weren't going to mesh, Parkinson's and a full-time job as athletic director. I'm doing well, exercising and going through the routines on a regular basis to stay fit and meeting with the doctors on a regular basis. And so I'm very confident that I have a good life ahead of me. I just felt like the time was right to focus on that element of my life.
John, it's been 9 days, and you're obviously very much at peace and gave a lot of thought into your decision. What have those 9, almost now 10 days been like since then in terms of how people have responded to your decision?
It's been very positive across the board, and I can't say enough for all the comments that I've received and the phone calls and the letters. And probably the the rewarding thing was is to hear from the people that you helped get to where they are in their lives in the profession, sports administration. In a 30-year time period, I've had the wonderful opportunity to interact and work with a lot of people. Been able to help some folks get their careers started, and now they're 20 years into their careers. And people like that take the time to drop a note, phone or email, and tell you that you've had a significant impact on their lives. That's what it's all about. Gratifying to know there's a lot of folks that I helped along the way. It's still tough to realize. It probably won't hit me till next year, guys, when August rolls around and the teams are reporting and we're starting to have all the compliance meetings. That's when I think it'll be toughest, because this won't be dealing with the student athletes and the coaches like I've done for 30 years. And after informing the staff, it's been a pretty good week as we get ready to move into the next phase of the career.
Well, let's look back at this first year in the MIAA and kind of recap this as we would any other year. But it's a little strange, obviously, because now it's here. It took a while to get everything decided, get it in place. The work is ongoing as we continue to talk about here. But this 2012-13 sports season will wrap up with the track championships this weekend. Your initial thoughts to the first year in the MIAA for UNK?
Well, I'd say that, there was a Randy being an educator. I don't know if you did grade on the curve, Randy?
No, it was pretty much a straight grade. Sorry.
Okay. Well, it was a learning curve. There's no question about it. I think we knew they were good. We knew they, fully funded the majority of their programs, and we knew that they were arguably the best D2 conference in the country. That was all affirmed, and they're better. They do a heck of a job of supporting their programs. They've got outstanding athletes, outstanding facilities, outstanding budgets, outstanding support from the communities. We have our work cut out for us. It was better competition than I even expected it, the level of competition to be. When you travel around the conference and see what folks are doing from a facility standpoint and a support standpoint, you realize that we have to ramp it up in all areas to be more competitive in the MIAA. At the same time, I think we learned what type of people we needed to recruit, where our focus needed to be in all the sports, and how we need to prioritize some things in the near future and the long run to be competitive on a regular basis. But I did feel good about how we competed, even with the records in football and basketball. We were in a number of games during the course of the season that could have turned our way and made a difference. We could have been playing in a basketball tournament at the end of the year. We would have been maybe a 500 team, football with a break or two along the way. So we're not that far off. We competed in a lot of sports. Baseball, we were in the hunt until the end of the season for the tournament. We won championships in wrestling and volleyball. Cross their track. Track was competitive and is competitive. Tennis was competitive. You can go on down the road, and I think we'll be okay in the long term. The key is we made a choice, we made an investment in the MIAA, and we got to continue working to get better to compete. And I think in time the support will grow too. An area of concern, guys, is the local community support. Now more than ever, the teams need. The teams and student athletes and coaches need the support of the fans. We need to be packing the stadium week in and week out. It makes a difference. You go on the road in these games, the teams have full stadiums, and they have an impact when there's a home crowd. That's what we need to do on an day in and day out basis. It'll make a difference on how we compete or our level of play at home, trust me.
Well, you kind of led right into my question I was going to ask, John, and that is the three areas you mentioned: the support, the finances, and the facilities. Would you say that the facilities are in pretty good shape, but finances are one of those other areas that maybe UNK is lacking a little bit compared to their brethren in the MIAA?
I think that's fair. Everybody talks about the scholarship equivalencies, and obviously we've made some inroads with football, which was the biggest discrepancy. We're getting better in the other sports, and I think with a little bit of bump in budget, scholarship budget support for the sports, and we know what sports need to do that, we'll be competitive. The support budgets, the number of assistant coaches that are in the MIAA, we have a lot of sports where we don't have full-time assistant coaches, and they have maybe one or two full-time assistant coaches. Recruiting budgets, sport budgets, just where you can buy uniforms and equipment, coaches' salaries, assistant coaches' salaries, administrative salaries, all those things are better funded in the MIAA, and we're probably 20 to 30% behind where some of those people are with those types of financial support. The facilities, I think, we're in good shape. I think if we can address areas in some areas where we need to do track and tennis and in an indoor facility down the road, we're not too far away. We've got some great football and basketball, volleyball facilities that no one can hold a match to. So I feel good about that area. We can be better in that area. But the overall support of the program is probably the most impressive thing. That a lot of our coaches are doing it with less money in all aspects of the game, from recruiting, to running their sports programs, to hiring coaching staffs, to getting the student athletes in here. So it's a challenge. There's no question about it. Got to have the right people running the programs.
Brian is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for just another couple of minutes here. Athletic director for the Lopers. The Blue Gold is coming up. John, wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that again for a moment.
I appreciate that. We, this is an opportunity to this $50,000 that we raise on an annual basis is part of our budget. It's part of our what we needed to exist, and we're trying to make it an even bigger and better event as we move forward.
You mentioned the $50,000 that's raised. Explain exactly, John, what that's used for and the importance of that for your overall budget.
It's scholarship money. It goes against the bottom line of the scholarships that we award on an annual basis to our student athletes. So bottom line is, if we didn't raise that money, we wouldn't have $50,000 to work with on campus to give out for scholarships. While everybody's doing their own fundraising, which is important for those sports, obviously, we have to make sure some bottom line things are taken care of, and this is a crucial annual event for us.
John, I want to kind of reiterate something here before we let you go that I was the one that asked you the question during the press conference last week about your process of hiring coaches, because so little really changeover or turnover during your 11 years and your tenure, and you had a very excellent point about the fine line of student athlete at the Division II level, and maybe a couple programs have struggled the last couple of years, but you look at what the kids are getting out of it, and we don't have any programs that are an embarrassment at UNK. We don't have anybody that's going 1-20 or 2-15 or anything like that. And yet we still have programs at UNK that are successful the last couple of years, volleyball, wrestling, bringing home championships. The new AD will probably in the next few years have to make a few of those, I'm not saying changes, there'll be some coaches retire or move on or resign or whatever the case may be. I was hoping you'd reiterate how there is that, where you find that balance, where you find that fine line to keep what's going on at UNK going on from that aspect.
I hesitate on answering, Doug. It's a difficult thing to try to explain to people, and I do appreciate the opportunity, because I think that's a skill set for an athletic director, and he's got to be a good judge of character and be able to hire good people. If you've got good people that are committed to things and they're committed to doing the job at 150%, and they're committed to bringing in student athletes that are good students, they're committed to bringing in good people who are going to represent the institution well, they're committed to bringing in people that are going to graduate from UNK and be good ambassadors moving forward. Those are all integral parts of the character traits that I'm looking for when I'm hiring a coach. You hire good people to do good jobs. You allow them the ability to run their programs and be successful. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, and you make a change at some point. And I think you have a good enough communication network with the coaches still to have those type of discussions. So they're not walking around on pins and needles all the time. They know what the expectations are. They know what they need to do. They're working hard, and they're working fully dedicated to the job, and they're committed to getting better. They're all, part of making the decision as to who you're going to continue to work with. Student-athlete experience is the bottom line, and if they're having a bad student-athlete experience, we address that. But I'm likely to address that with the coaches as much as I can before I give up on a coach, because I believe in them as people that much.
John, your successor is going to be in a very unique situation in that there's going to be at least three former athletic directors around town. You're still going to be working for the university as an advisor. What is your role going to be, and how difficult do you think it'll be to be in that situation that your successor will find themselves in?
I hope I can make that as less stressful as I can for him, and be an asset for him, be an attribute for him instead of a negative. influence. So, the person's going to have my support and getting better. I think it would be nice to have that resource. I can tell you that, guys, an AD coming in to be able to sit down and pick somebody's brain who's been doing it for 10 or 11 years. That's not always the case. We do have the luxury of having former ADs that are still around town, Beach and Dick Beechner and Coach Zickman. Mike Sumter was even here in Kearney for a while. Everybody likes Kearney and sticks around Kearney. There's no question about it. But I think I joked in the press conference, Buck Mahoney, I think, asked what type of special advice or special help I'd be. And I said, I don't know. I've never been a special assistant of the chancellor. But I'm going to do what he needs me to do to help us get better in the job, try to stay out of their way and let them do the job moving forward. I'll be a good worker for UNK. I believe in UNK. I believe in Kearney. I look forward to continue to work with people. That's something that I can't say enough to the chancellor and the UNK administration for their support in this entire ordeal that I'm going through. And the ability to be able to continue working is important. My brain's doing just fine, guys. I want to use it. I want to use it effectively for UNK and the local.
Well, we had this extended long interview with UNK Athletic Director John McBride because I always figured that this is pretty non-stressful, talking on the Doug and Daddy show. So I hope that's the case. And
therapeutic.
Of course, John has always been upfront, forthright with us, especially when we were talking about some of the things going into the MIAA. And I know we always asked, at least during the interview, a couple three-pointed questions, and John always had the answers for us. So, John, I'll let you out of here, and we'll finish it up on this last note because I guess it's something I didn't really think about or realize, but since you stepped down, I've had two or three people bring this up to me, and I think I know the answer in the right way and the direction of all this. The thought I got from these conversations was that right now, athletic departments are either all in on football or, like UNO, they dissolve it from a financial standpoint to concentrate on other issues. Can you ever envision a day that UNK would not have a football program? Because it looks like they're trying to get to the all-in point.
I don't see that happening. I'm not going to be the athletic director, so I can't speak for that person. I've worked with Doug Christensen for 10 years. That program is so important. It has 100 young men part of our campus now. It's added diversity to campus. It's a whole new world for some of these guys that are coming to Kearney. There's so much positive from having athletics. I'm not in favor of dropping sports to begin with. I think I'm going to search for every other alternative before that would ever happen. I certainly don't see it. I certainly hope it doesn't happen. And we've made some investments and have some support in this community for football right now that I think it would be a wrong step, in my opinion, to go in that direction. So I certainly don't see it. But I won't be the AD. I think you've seen those commercials on television, guys, where people have stayed at the Holiday Inn Expresses. and everybody sort of knows how to do it, everybody's job. This job is pretty unique. It takes some special skill set. It takes some trust. There's a whole lot more to the decisions than what people ultimately see in public for a lot of reasons. It takes a lot of patience, takes a lot of skills, takes a lot of experience of being there and doing that. I would just ask people to rally behind whoever's the athletic director, rally behind the teams in the coming years, continue to support the teams as best you can, whatever way you can, and we can. Together, we can collectively get better, and I think we're poised for a great deal of success and a great run in the MIAA, guys. And we're not losing patience. We need the fans to not lose their patience with the Loafers.
No doubt about it. Everything takes time, and I think it'll probably be a quick process here with UNK being right in the mix in the MIAA. John McBride with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, always gracious with his time. We'll let you get off to the meeting, John, and thanks so much. And hopefully everything works out, and we'll continue to see you around and maybe have you back on the air whenever something's going on with the Loafers.
Be happy to do that. Remember, guys, the glass is half full.
That's our conversation from last month with UNK Athletic Director John McBride here on the Best of the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we'll be talking with new San Diego Charger Danny Woodhead, former Gibbon basketball coach Larry Bleach, longtime Elwood coach and administrator Eddie Ahrens as he was inducted into the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame. But it's time for our Midtown Mart Cooler question. You can vote on
on our Midtown Mark Cooler question every single day at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're getting close to the All-Star break, and Kansas City, even though they're three games below 500, they sit third in their division and 5.5 games back of division-leading Detroit. Go on our ESPNSuperstation.com website and vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question. How will the second half of the season go for the Royals? We've got three or four choices up there for you to look at. And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
This summer, hop in your car and make your way to Kearney. Take a mini vacation June 30th to July 1st and celebrate the Lincoln Highway Centennial. The Lincoln Highway was America's main street. It was the first transcontinental highway spanning nearly 3,400 miles. For a complete list of events and to download a brochure, please go to visitkearney.org, then click on the Lincoln Highway logo. Hope to see you there.
At Advance Auto Parts, summer heat can melt down your car battery faster than a snow cone on a hot dashboard. That's why at Advance, we test your battery for you. Free. Need a new one? We'll install it. Also free. No reason for you to get all hot and sweaty. Come to think of it, no reason to put a snow cone on your dashboard, but that's irrelevant. Fast, free battery installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at Discover.
As sunny skies continue throughout the day today, we climb up near 89 for a high. Northwest winds will meanwhile stay at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then with clear to partly cloudy conditions, tonight we'll head back to 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Fromley.
Right now it's 81.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. This is a best of the Doug and Daddy edition and brought to you by our friends at Big Dally's Deli. If you're out and about and keeping busy with all the ball games, all the camps, everything that keeps you on the run, maybe just while you're buying some fireworks this weekend, stop by Big Dally's Deli on 3905 North 2nd Avenue, top of the hill in Kearney, or in Hastings at 801 West 2nd Street, 610 East South Street, home of a bazillion sandwiches. Let's throw out a number like we do every Friday on the show for you. How about if you got the kids, give them the number 19. It's the kid meal with chips and drink, ham, turkey, roast beef, pepperoni, or cheese. You can choose your type of sandwich, get any kind of toppings you want on it, and you keep everybody happy. That's what they're in business for, open 7 days a week at Big Dally's Deli, two locations in Hastings and top of the hill in Kearney, home of a bazillion sandwiches. Well, we had a chance to catch up with Larry Bleach, the longtime coach of the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. They are going to receive many honors during the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremonies in Lincoln this fall, and we had a chance to catch up with the coach of those outstanding teams in the 80s. Well, this weekend, the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame announced the class of 2013. The induction ceremonies, of course, will be this fall, as always, at the Lead Center in Lincoln. And one of the things that jumped out as we looked at that list is that the Gibbon girls basketball programs of the late 80s, well represented. Now, Ginger Keller's already in. Michelle Cush goes in this year from the class of 89. But not only that, Gibbon will be honored as the silver anniversary team, and that incredible final few seconds against Fremont Bergen in the 1988 final will go down as the great moment in high school sports, which we chuckled a little bit about yesterday. I'm sure it's a great moment for Gibbon, and Fremont Bergen has burned the tape. But the coach of those Gibbon teams is Larry Bleach, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And of course, if you've been around this part of the country at all, or maybe even in the eastern part of the state over the last few years, you know Coach Bleach. And Larry, great to catch up with you. First of all, congratulations on all these accolades after so many years for your kids.
Yeah, it was just when I got a letter and a phone call from the Nebraska Hall of Fame, it was just amazing. You know, you keep thinking about all the great times at Gibbon and all the good athletes we had there, and girls basketball and football and all the sports, and it just seems like yesterday that that we were there, and really it was 25 years ago when all this great things happened.
You've been involved with so many different aspects of coaching and being around kids, not only at Gibbon, but at different schools, the state's programs over the summers. Where does this thing rank for you?
Oh, it's right at the top. Seeing Ginger get in, she was an outstanding player for us and just a great person. And then having Michelle Cush being added this year is just something special. And then people who saw that game in 87-88 with Fremont Bergen, and I had emails after the game that saying, oh, coach, we gave up and we went out, and I was outside. My wife, Tom Ritzdorf from Howells, called me and said, my wife hollered to get back in and watch Lori shoot free throws. And it was probably one of the most exciting, definitely the most exciting thing I'll ever be around in sports.
Well, this was a heck of a time, and this was before, and if my math is right, they did not have an all-class top 10 for the girls. They'd always had one for the boys, and the discussion was where these Gibbon programs would have rated in the all-class top 10. I think 92, when St. Paul kind of made their run in B, is the first time they ever did that. You guys had a lot of experience because you traveled something at this time. We don't think anything about traveling, but you guys went all over the place. Take us back to how you kind of got your team prepared to see some competition.
You know, a lot of times when you're starting out a program, you like to see the people around your area. And we, of course, went to Coach Easer's camp at Kearney State, but we went to Creighton and Doan and Wayne State. I mean, we went all over the state to play so we could play the best teams in the whole state those two or three years that we were, won 69 games in a row. So we got to travel all over. And Larry Porter, who got to be a very good friend covering and probably one of the best sports writers ever for the World Herald, when he put in that we had a team he's ever seen in girls basketball, that made the whole town of Gibbon, of course, the girls and coaches very proud, because he was a very, very good man dealing with sports. So that was a very, very good occasion when he did that.
We're talking with Larry Bleach here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio about the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame, given being honored in a variety of ways this September. It is even rare in this day and age, Larry, where any Class A team can have four kids go on to college. Your four starters, Ginger Keller, Michelle Cush, Darcy Juergens, Don Rayburn, all went on to play college basketball from a Class C2 team in the late 80s. That was unheard of at the time.
Yeah, we had lots of college coaches, and sometimes, you know, a lot of coaches are lucky if they have like one player that will go on and play college. It's outstanding. But we had four, and Doug, to tell you the truth, Lori would have been a fifth one on that 87-88 that was starting, but she decided to go into the Coast Guard, and she was a great player. She was our point guard, and she was the one that made 5 points in 4 seconds to seal the win against Fremont Bergen in the most exciting game that I've ever seen or been around.
Well, let's go back to that. That is going to be the moment that is honored at the Hall of Fame on September the 15th. What do you remember about that? What happened in that game? Because Bergen was considered maybe the best non-Class A team in the state, and you guys were right there with them.
Yeah, they were considered, tell you the truth, Doug, the best class anything in the state. We were all Class C then, and they had two Division I players that was playing on Bergen's team, and they hadn't been beat. They hadn't been even challenged. And I know I have a person by the name of Coach Cook, that you know him, that we started the Nebraska Girls Basketball Association a long time ago, and then our Blue Bombers teams 30, 35 years ago went all over the United States to play, and we had Kearney Girls and Kearney Catholic and Centura and Gibbon and Adams back then. Now it's Freeman, and we went all over. So the night before, my wife and I on Friday night went over and watched Adams play in the semifinals at Pershing. And so we're there, and Coach Cook had won the game, and everybody was celebrating, and my wife went up and I went up to congratulate him, and Coach Cook said, well, this is Larry Bleach and his wife Janie, the coach from Gibbon. And this one lady, this older lady that's been around basketball a long time, say, oh, you play Fremont Bergen tomorrow. And I said, oh, yeah, I guess we do. And she says, I'm sorry. And I'll never forget that. The people that knew a lot about girls basketball and loved it like we did had already written us off. And I told the girls about that story on the next morning when we ate breakfast. And I know they were ready to play. And I can remember that game, Doug. We were behind most of the time. And then, I don't know, all of a sudden we were down 9. And then 6, and then we'd get a turnover. And if you remember, and probably not, you're so young, but that was the first year of the three-point shot. And we had only made, I think it was 4 or 5 three-pointers. I mean, we had 4 girls over 6 foot, so why shoot the three-pointers? So Lori had made probably 3 or 4 shots a whole year. We didn't even take three-point shots because of the people we had. And if it wouldn't have been for the three-point shot, we wouldn't have won our state championship that day, that's for sure.
Have you talked to the Bergen coach since then?
Unfortunately, when I moved, we moved two years after that to Bellevue. And, of course, during my 40 years of teaching and coaching, I also refereed full-time. And so I refereed Joe Wadalevich. He's a great coach. And he said, when I walked into referee, he says, "Every time I see you, coach, I can't get that off my mind." And I said, I know. It was the most unbelievable thing, that like miracle on ice. I didn't believe it was going to happen, but it really did. So I guess the people have given, and my family believes in miracles.
We're talking with Larry Bleacher on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, the former Gibbon girls coach. I remember at the time, Larry, that was just astounding, the winning streak you guys had put together. And since then, that's now just the 7th longest streak in the state. We've seen what Sandy Creek's done. We've seen what West Point Guardian Angels have done. Can you remember when it came to an end and what the feeling was like?
Oh, boy, I do. It was a regular season game. We'd won 69 games in a row. So, of course, Buck Mahoney of the Hub and Merlin Klaus then of the TV stations, Channel 5 TV station, they had covered us for many, many games in a row. And we'd won the conference tournament for, I think it was the 4th or 5th, I can't remember, a year in a row. And then we went over to play at Centura. And they played very well. They had a great team. In fact, two of their players played with us on our Blue Bombers team. We went over there and they flat out beat us. And I think they beat us by 2 or 3. It was one of those games that could have went either way. And Ginger got a charging foul at the end. And they just outplayed us. There was no, the TV stations, you know, was like, you know, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Well, I said we were starting a winning streak, and then we won, I think it was either 15 or 18 in a row after that, and we won another state championship. So it's one of those things that, you know, it's going to come to an end. But I'll tell you what, Doug, I don't know if you remember, but we played Ravenna at Ravenna about win 64-65, and we ended up winning that thing by 1 point. And I can't remember, Ginger, I think, put in a shot at the buzzer, Cliche Dobish, to win that. So we was very lucky there. It's just, it takes a lot of luck and stuff. To 69 in a row was back then. I don't know if you remember Mick Anderson. Him and I are great friends from Wahoo. And he was having his big Wahoo boys winning streak at the same time. So they did a real nice article in the World Herald about the Gibbon girls and the Wahoo boys. Well, the Wahoo boys kept going to, I believe, it was 101, and we quit at 69. But it was just so much fun and excitement back then to be involved in a winning streak with those great kids.
Last minute here with Larry Bleach on the Doug and Daddy Show, the former Gibbon girls basketball coach. And Larry, we could talk about each one of these, but it is Michelle's year. Michelle Cush was named the athlete of the year, female athlete of the year, by both the Omaha and Lincoln papers. She was a 3-sport star. I mean, Ginger and Michelle were talked about all over the state, but give us your thoughts about Michelle. Her college career got derailed by injury, but talk about her high school career and how special she was.
She came to us as a sophomore from Grant, and her dad worked at the bank, and her mom and dad were just special people, just real quiet, laid back. Michelle was exactly the same way. She probably was more interested in track back then because she was a great track person when she came to Gibbon, and then she got with our group of girls in basketball, and she kept getting better and better, and she was probably one of the best girl athletes as far as all sports she could do. She was tremendous in volleyball, unbelievable track, running the hurdle, and then in basketball, of course, she was 1989 Player of the Year and was the first girl to win the basketball award. And we went down to Omaha and had a big thing for her there as Nebraska Basketball Athlete of the Year, and she was just an outstanding person, athlete, and just a great family. So we were so lucky to have her move in from Grand event just to solidify what we had with all the other girls. She was a great addition and just a great person to be around.
Well, Larry, we've talked about your summer travels. You went over the United States, even to Mexico. We talked about all these kids and the moments and the great finish. Anything that we left out?
I was in Gibbon yesterday, Doug, and of course the Hall of Fame gave me the job to get a hold of all the girls and the parents and let them know about what's happening. And I started calling the parents yesterday and talking to them, and I couldn't get off the phone with most of them. It's just Gibbon was such a special place, and I had tears rolling down my eyes talking to Fred Reed, who coached my brother, and was just a great friend. And then I talked to so many of the parents. I just miss that place so much, and I've been in two places in my life, teaching Gibbon and Bellevue East, and I wouldn't trade any town or parents or kids for anywhere else. And yesterday was a pretty special day for me, being able to see a lot of the parents and talk to them and get the phone numbers of all the kids that I haven't been able to talk to for a while. It's going to be a pretty special thing, Nebraska Hall of Fame.
Well, you bet, Larry. I hope everybody can get back to Lincoln on September the 15th, and congratulations on this honor from the Hall of Fame, and always great to catch up with you. I hope things go well for you this summer.
It's always fun, so thank you so much, Doug.
Former Gibbon girls basketball coach Larry Bleach really kind of set the bar high for girls basketball teams, and of course those records have been broken by some of the greats. West Point Central Catholic, Sandy Creek was there, and of course Seward just made a long run here over the last 4 years, but it was Gibbon that really got things going after Hastings St. Cecilia started it all when girls basketball first became a sanctioned sport in the NSAA, and congratulations to all the former Buffaloes, and it will be a special day at the Lead Center in Lincoln this fall during the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. We'll come back and catch up with another Hall of Famer, Eddie Ahrens, plus Danny Woodhead at the end of the show. Keep it right here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Driving to the grocery store. Sure, Goodyear tires can face it. Get some milk, maybe some carrots, and then drive back home.
But Goodyear is also the official tire of NASCAR, and everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. You don't just want milk and carrot tires, do you? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated.
It's a new day for smokers. Now you can free your clothes, hair, and breath from the smell of cigarette smoke. Finally, smokers have a real alternative. Introducing the Enjoy King, the first premium electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and flavor of the real thing, without the cigarette's smoke, ash, or smell. Smokers, today is the day. Enjoy King electronic cigarettes. Cigarettes, you've met your match. Available at participating 7-Eleven, Walgreens, and other fine retailers nationwide. Not for sale to minors. Contains nicotine, which is addictive. Find out more at enjoy.com.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill. where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As sunny skies continue throughout the day today, we climb up near 89 for a high. Northwest winds will meanwhile stay at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then with clear to partly cloudy conditions, tonight we'll head back to 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 81.
Daddy Show Best of Edition here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. In just a second, we're going to catch up with longtime Elwood coach Eddie Ahrens, who was inducted into the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame earlier this month as a competitor out of Mullen. Went in with one of his friends as well. We'll hear about that in a moment. But folks, don't forget, here we are within the week. We've got the 4th of July and Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Oh, long, long holiday weekend. You want to get geared up wherever you're going, if you're at home, if you're at the lake, no matter where you're at, you want the best. And Troutman's has all the fixings for your 4th of July barbecue with plenty of steaks. And, of course, those quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. They've always got fresh sausage and ribs. And don't forget, at Troutman's, they're USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef. Snack sticks and summer sausage for the perfect snack, plus all the condiments to top off your favorite hot dogs and hamburgers. Of course, you can get producer Jeff's favorite, the baked beans, and you can wash it all down with Troutman's beer and wine. Carrie and the gang wishing everyone a safe and happy 4th of July holiday weekend. Don't forget that it is only going to get better for the 4th if you stop by Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, Highway 30 in Kearney. The Best of Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. Here's the interview that we had earlier this month with Ed Ahrens.
Well, he's our buddy, and he is one of the folks that's going into the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame coming up with their ceremonies on Saturday. And Ed Ahrens joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda and Jim Lang. And Eddie, how are you this morning?
I'm trying to stay warm out here at the old golf course, but I'm doing fine, thanks.
Have you got 18 in, or did you have to work this morning?
I'm working right now. I'm on the clock.
Well, good. We can give you your break. Eddie, let's talk about this honor here. The folks from around here are going to know you from coaching and taking care of the kids for all these years, but you're actually going into the hall as a competitor, just another one of the long line of Mullen Broncos. So kind of as we do with everybody, give us your reaction when you found out, when you either got the call or the letter that said they would like you in.
Well, I was kind of flabbergasted, you know, because it's been 42 years and since I graduated. And it was, you know, it's been a long year for the Ahrenses and a bright spot. And that meant a lot to me.
Well deserved. I'll tell you what you did for South Central Nebraska, Ed, I've always enjoyed, you know, going up and officiating, and I've coached against you, and I'll tell you what you did there with your football and wrestling and your golf coaching, you know, you're so well respected in the area and so well liked. Every time you walk into the room, everybody goes, there's Ed Ahrens, and everybody tries to gravitate to you a little bit because they want to hear one more Eddie Ahrens story.
Well, that's something I guess I've never been short of, even back in high school. So I guess I don't know what to say about that. Thank you.
Ed, what weight class did you wrestle? What weight class were you in? I mean, you're probably in a couple different weight classes, but what class did you wrestle?
Well, I started out at 103 and then and was third in the state that year. And then I moved up to 112 and forgot to bring my shoes that year. And then when I was a junior, I wrestled 126 and won that year. And then when I was a senior, I wrestled 132. But I had to lose a lot of weight because we had some big, tough guys. I actually weighed around 200 pounds. I had to go down a few classes.
Hey, Ed, now Ed, now that might be true, but I'm just not believing, you know. You don't have to make weight to be a golf coach. I know that for a fact.
That's true.
Eddie, the first thing that I look at, and it's just, I guess it refreshes our memory. We're into that day and age now in high school wrestling where some kids can pop a 50 matches off in one season. That used to be a hell of a career for some kids that maybe didn't get to start till midway through their sophomore season. Eddie's record, folks, was 18-9, 18-5, 21-3, and 21-3. You never wrestled more than about 27 matches. That was your freshman year, so you were in some consolations. But when you're winning state championships, you never even wrestled 25 matches in a year, and that wasn't because you got hurt or anything. That's just all there was.
Yeah, that's correct. And everything was, a lot of times, was single elimination. You know, you had to make it to the semis before you could wrestle on about in a lot of the tournaments. And they did have some match limitations back then. You couldn't, I mean, even if you wanted to wrestle a lot, you couldn't because of the match limitations that they had upon us. So a lot of these kids will beat my record in 2 years, you know.
And you had something a little different, too, for a successful program. You had a lot of different wrestling coaches while you were at Mullen in the late 60s.
Yeah, we had a coach that started the program there by the name of Jim Sutherland, and he kind of got the ball rolling, everybody interested, and hauled me out to Iowa State for a wrestling camp and kind of got the ball rolling. And then he moved to Wahoo right after my freshman year, and then after that it was kind of a hodgepodge of whoever they could get to do the wrestling job. You know, what happens sometimes, and back then, I think it probably happens a little more than it does now.
Ed Aaron's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's going into the Coaches Wrestling Association Hall of Fame. I want you to take me back, because even I won't know the answer to this one a little bit. So you're at Mullen, and we know they're a D2 school these days and has been a Class D power, but who was some of the competition you wrestled, and who was some of your toughest? You had six losses, I guess, combined your junior and senior season. I'm sure you remember one or two of them.
Yes, we wrestled. We didn't wrestle any D tournaments back then. Our tournament schedule was the Valentine Invite, which they always brought some great teams in from South Dakota, which is pretty traditional still. We wrestled Gordon, wrestled a kid out of Alliance by the name of Chuck Uscio, wrestled and lost to a kid from Valentine, and wrestled and lost to a kid from Kimball. And we wrestled the Ogallala Tournament and North Platte High and so on. The only tournament we had back then that was a D was the Mullen Invite, which so happened one year I wrestled a wrestler from Amherst at the Mullen Invite and wrestled him in the state finals that very year. So when we got to Class D districts in the state, we were kind of ready for the competition just because of our schedule.
A unique circumstance will arise on Saturday because you're not the only Mullen wrestler that's going in and not the only Mullen wrestler from that era. Charlie Wright's going in as well. And right after you get inducted, you're going to be turning around and introducing him. So that'll be special.
Yeah, Charlie and I have been friends all our life. He was quite a competitor. He did not like to go 6 minutes. When the whistle blew, he was going to come after you and he was going to take you down and pin you. That was his forte. And he did get 6 minutes when he was a senior, and he won 6-0, and we were so proud that he made the whole period that we were just carrying him around like a rag doll. It was awesome.
Good, another good story, Ed. There's another good one.
Eddie, one more thing here. I guess as you get ready for Saturday, have you got the speech written? Can you share any of your thoughts that you're going to be sharing with the crowd there on Saturday?
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to kind of thank the Nebraska State Wrestling Coaches Association, you know, that they would even think to go back that long and find a competitor. It kind of makes, you know, you feel good. And I always knew that someday that Corey Schlesinger and I would have something in common.
Corey, also among the five competitors that is going in, he'll be introduced on Saturday. Of course, the great Husker and Columbus native. And, of course, you can't overlook that you're also going to be going in with a Chanticleer.
That's true. I know him. But I haven't really met him. I've seen him around the wrestling world, but yeah, I haven't got the chance to meet him.
Well, it'll be Corey Schlesinger of Columbus, Terry Fisher, Albion, Randy Cullors, Ord, and then Ed Ahrens and Charlie Wright out of Mullen are the competitors, and we'll talk about the coaches and the rest of the guys that are going in as well. Eddie, hey, can't wait to see you on Saturday. You always bring a smile to everybody's face, and congratulations on this great honor.
Hey, thank you, and thank Jim there, too.
Hey, Ed, yeah, I'll tell you what, Ed, I'm really happy for you, and I hope things turn out really well for you and your family, okay?
All righty.
And congratulations to Ed Ahrens, the longtime Elwood coach, going in as a competitor back in the day at Mullen. Doug and Daddy Show, this is a best of edition, and can't do any better here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Didn't welcome in Andy from the Midway Auto Dealership. Getting ready for the weekend, and Andy from Midway is in. Next week, we'll all be celebrating 4th of July and having fun, but now we're waiting for June to come on out of here, and you're busy. You've got some great low-mileage cars that can handle and get you more than 15 miles to the gallon. You've got some great deals out there.
Yeah, these are. I'm going to show them to you before the 4th of July, but I do have 10 fingers before this all starts. So if I show up here late next week and I'm missing a couple digits, everybody's going to know what happened. I didn't pay my loan shark. No. We've got a lot of great stuff going down at the Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram location. Folks, we are putting a full court press on everything out there on the lot. We still have over 40 2013 Rams. And let's not forget the 2013 Ram was Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the Ram 1500. You're going to have the four-corner air ride suspension, 8-speed torque flight transmission. You're also going to be talking about brand new, completely redesigned backup camera system with an 8.4-inch touchscreen for the navigation system. This vehicle has been completely redone. And we do actually have our first 3.6-liter V6 8-speed torque flight transmission, the one you've been seeing all over the internet, all over the TV with the 25 miles to the gallon out on the highway. So that's pretty impressive that you can go ahead and get 25 miles to the gallon in something that has almost 300 horsepower. So it's a fantastic product. The hottest selling vehicle we have out there on our lot right now, and gosh, I hope by the time I get back to the dealership after this, there's still a couple left, is the Chrysler 200s. The Chrysler 200s, with up to $3,500 in incentives, you can qualify for extra ones too. Just come on in, ask us the questions, we'll get you the answers. And then with the Midway hassle-free discounts, you're talking about up to $4,600 off select Chrysler 200s out there. I think we've sold almost a dozen of them just this month alone. And when you weigh in the 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, 3-year, 36,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 31 miles to the gallon in a V6 or 4-cylinder. Folks, you're truly getting a lot of bang for the buck, and I would be doing the whole world kind of an injustice if I didn't talk about the Chrysler Town and Country now that we're in vacation season. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there. It's so funny. I talk to people every day, and they say, you know, I don't want to look at a van. And I'm like, why not? And they're like, because it'll probably make sense, and I'll probably enjoy it, and then I'll probably be that guy driving a van. And you know what, folks? There's nothing wrong with it. I think what it does is I think it says, hey, this guy's pretty intelligent. Instead of going out and spending $50,000, $55,000, $60,000 on a large, luxurious SUV, what if you went out and spent $25,000 or $30,000 on a leather DVD minivan that gets 25 miles to the gallon with a full warranty for half the money?
Yeah.
I mean,
kids love it, man.
Kids love it. You know, at the end of the day, let's not lie to each other. I mean, if you got kids, the only purpose in your life is to make sure that they're happy. And then if they're happy, then you got to make everybody else happy around you. And let's just be honest, you're the last one that anybody cares about, okay, Dad? So I shouldn't say that. But, no, there's a lot of great deals going on. Don't forget, we still got that 2.9% financing on 2010s or newer Midway Certified Pre-Owned products through the end of the month. On the brand-new product, we still have the 1.9% financing for up to 72 months. Nice part is you don't have to give up the rebates, or you don't have to give up the discounts. You get the best of both worlds. So a lot of great stuff going on. Don't forget to get registered for those Husker tickets. I've asked Ryan, and I am 100% not eligible to win them. And then I said, what about my parents? He said, give it up. He said, you got to work. I don't know what you do anyway. So, but it's a really good opportunity. We're not going to, like, take out the UCLA game tickets and the Northwestern game tickets. We're
all talking, eight, baby.
Yeah, I mean, and this is legit. I mean, I've heard some rumors about what the UCLA tickets are already going for right now. And, you know, folks, I'll tell you what, I would be registering. I would probably be out on the street signing people up if I didn't work for Midway, giving myself the best opportunity. So get to Think Midway on the Facebook page and get registered up. And, folks, if you're looking for a new vehicle or a Midway certified pre-owned or anything, get on down to Midway Chrysler before the end of this month.
It is the Midway Auto Dealerships, thinkmidway.com, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Andy, thanks for the time. Have a great weekend, man.
I will. You too, buddy.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out ProPlus at Ferguson.com.
This is three-time NASCAR champ Tony Stewart. I'm in my car right now. You know what else is in my car? Mobile One. Over half of all NASCAR drivers choose Mobile One, including that knucklehead in front of me who won't get out of my way. Why don't these things have horns?
Mobile One Synthetic Motor Oil, the official motor oil of NASCAR.
Win a trip to pit crew school at the 5-on-5-on training facility in North Carolina. Winners will tour Stewart Haas Racing headquarters and meet NASCAR legend Tony Stewart. Sign up at O'Reilly Auto Parts or online at mobileone.us/pit.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 8th through the 11th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2013 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
As sunny skies continue throughout the day today, we climb up near 89 for a high. Northwest winds will meanwhile stay at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then with clear to partly cloudy conditions, tonight we'll head back to 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Fradley. Right now it's 81.
Segment of the Doug and Daddy Show, a best of edition on this Friday. And Danny Woodhead, who Bob Jensen said yesterday was the best high school football running back he'd ever seen in the state of Nebraska, has moved on from the New England Patriots, going all the way out to the West Coast as a new member of the San Diego Chargers. And earlier this spring, we had a chance to catch up with one of the greatest high school football players in Nebraska history. We're pleased to welcome in one of the newest members of the San Diego Chargers, North Platte native, Chandred State alum, Danny Woodhead. Danny, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on. And you know what, Randy, you brought up an interesting point. You said this is the first time you can ever root for the young man.
Oh, I'm sorry, Danny, but, you know, I was teaching at Kearney High when you were playing for North Platte, Loper fan when you're playing at Chadron State, and I've been a Dolphins fan since time immemorial. I'm kind of looking forward to actually being able to root for Danny Woodhead this next fall as you're playing for San Diego.
Well, that's good. I almost think that's a sorry excuse, though. Once I'm in the NFL, you got to cheer for Nebraska guys.
That's what I said. I said, I hate the Yankees and still root for Jabba Chamberlain.
Well, you guys are more grown up than I am. There's no doubt about
it. You know, Danny, one of the things that we were noticing here, you've started the new clothing line here, and you're going to keep 39 at San Diego. Is that what we've heard?
Yes, I am going to stick with 39. It's something that, you know, I kind of started out with. You know, I have... I have plenty of, you know, great supporters, fans, and I didn't want to change that up on them.
Now, you got some friends that you've started DW39 with. I'm telling you, man, put me down for a baby blue San Diego Chargers Woodhead 39 jersey, because that could be one of the coolest things anybody could ever have.
Oh, you got to get one of those. You got to prove it and send me a photo, but you got to get one of those jerseys.
Well, I cannot run a 4-3-3 like Danny Woodhead did. Let's talk a little serious here, because there's so much that's involved with making contracts and agents and finding out where you want to go. Let's just start with the brass tacks. Why San Diego? Why leave New England? Why go to San Diego?
You know, when I was talking to Tom Telesco and Mike McCoy, the head coach, I think it was the energy, the attitude, and, you know, I think that rubbed off on me, and it made me excited to be a San Diego Charger, and I felt like, you know, more importantly, it was the best fit for my family going forward, and, you know, that's, you know, when it comes down to your job, your family's number one, and I felt like it was best for us, and then, you know, I felt like it was a great opportunity for me in my career.
Danny, when you first come into the league, you come in and your preseason with the Jets, and then you eventually sign that free agent deal to play with the Patriots. There, it seems to me you would just grab whatever opportunity you could find. Did you have the opportunity to really kind of shop yourself around? I mean, were you able to kind of choose what team that you were going to play for this year?
You know, there's obviously teams interested, and I'm sure everyone has seen that, you know, with different free agents, and probably, you know, with me too. But, you know, it's just where it falls, you know, into place, right? Because, you know, obviously, especially with the 3 years I had in New England, I was obviously giving them an opportunity. And this is how it fell out. You know, we ended up really liking I like the staff and, you know, the front office. And, you know, you want to be comfortable with the people that you work with. And I felt very comfortable with the people in San Diego.
Danny Woodhead joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here on ESPN Radio. What was the biggest part about leaving New England? Obviously, you'd had a lot of success there. What was the talks with, if any, during this whole process?
Obviously, they're in contact with my agent and trying to get things ironed out. I mean, it didn't end up working out there, and I'm okay with that. I have no regrets in my last 3 years. There were great times in my life, you know, but now it's the next page in my career and next page in my life, and I'm excited about the opportunity and definitely ready to get started.
Have you had much discussion exactly what your role will be with San Diego? Are you going to be coming in the same sorts of situations that you came in with when you played for the Patriots?
No, I'm not for sure. I mean, all coaching staffs and all have different opinions on different players. We'll see what happens. As far as role, that's kind of hard to say because we haven't had any practices yet. Once OTAs start and then the mini camps and stuff, once those things start up and then into training camp, I think stuff like that will be defined more. But as of now, I'm trying to work as hard as I can to get ready for the season.
We're talking with Danny Woodhead here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Some of the professional big-time folks that cover the Chargers on a day-to-day basis, some of the articles that I've been looking at, want to put you in that Darren Sproles role, who had so many good years with Philip Rivers. Have you talked to Philip Rivers at all yet?
Yeah, I've talked to him. I mean, you know, it's just about, you know, whether it be working out when we're working out, or it seems like a really nice guy, and all the teammates, you know, from the ones I've met have been great guys. So I hope that, you know, I can just fit in any way possible.
Danny, we were kind of hinting at this a little bit at kind of the beginning when we were having a little bit of fun in terms of dealing with your size. That was kind of the excuse that Nebraska did not use under a former head coach whose name we shall not speak, but Billy C. chose not to draft you. Has that been something that's really has that been something that's really continued to fuel you through your entire drive through the rest of your football career?
As far as not getting a scholarship to Nebraska,
yeah.
I don't know if that has necessarily. But let's not forget, I've been passed over a lot in my life. I mean, that wasn't the first time. And, you know, is there something that, you know, some of that stuff, can that motivate you? Yeah, but I think my motivation comes with wanting to be the best that I can. I don't think if you start listening to outside voices or other people, you know, then you become too concerned with what they think, when, you know, that doesn't really matter what the outside thinks. As long as you get your opportunity, you just do what you can control, and that's to be the best player you can be. And I feel like things have obviously, you know, worked out all right for me, and I feel blessed to be in the situation I'm in.
Has that drive been given to you from being associated with your father, who is a coach? I mean, that sounds a lot like what a coach's son might say.
Maybe. I don't know. My dad never pressured me into anything. I guess, you know, as far as my attitude on it being about the team and just working hard, you know, I'm sure that comes from him. And, you know, just the parents that I have, what they had me value growing up, and that was, you know, being the best teammate I could be, you know, in any sport that I play, and being the best player I can be for the team.
Just a couple minutes left with Danny Woodhead here on the Doug and Daddy Show, who has signed with the San Diego Chargers for the upcoming season. You know, we get emails all the time for celebrities like yourself. So this one comes from Seth in Kearney. He wants to know, if growing up in North Platte, how much did you really want to be like KNOP Sports Caster Seth Denny?
Hey, Seth's a great guy. I don't know if I necessarily wanted to be a sportscaster, but I do know Seth, great guy, but I can't say I wanted to be a sportscaster.
Not many guys can do what the Seth Areno does. Even going back, we knew how great your high school team was, how great your college team was, but you know what? It wasn't like you were the only guy that went on and had either a great college career, or can you believe coming out of North Platte, really what that class and the success that some of those guys had?
Crazy to look back on right now. I think it'll be even more different once I look back on when I'm finish playing someday. Guys in Nebraska, guys in smaller towns, whatever it may be, you can still have talent. People want to label you as not a good athlete, I guess, when you're from the smaller towns, which I've never known that if you're from a smaller town, you're just not as good of a player. But some people do that sometimes, and so no, I'm not surprised, because it doesn't matter if you're from a town of 60 or a town of 5 million, you know. It's what you do as a player, and you know, what you do with your talent.
Jeff and Kearney wants to know what the experience was like to play in a Super Bowl.
Oh, it was definitely it's a dream come true to be able to play in it. Obviously, would have been a little bit more of a dream come true if we would have won it. It's a very cool experience. Not a lot of people get experience that, whether they're in the NFL or just anyone. They're not going to experience what I was able to. So it was definitely a blessing.
Danny, compare that to the first time you got into the end zone. I mean, obviously being in the NFL stadium and your first NFL touchdown, that had to be obviously a real high point as well.
Yeah, definitely. A very exciting time, something that, you know, you work hard for. I don't think there isn't much of a comparison with that, and I guess I was able to score in the Super Bowl, so that was pretty
cool. It is cool. I know this probably keeps getting brought up when you talk to Nebraska people, but it is truly amazing when anybody, whether they were a Husker, whether they were a Nebraska high school star, anytime you see success, it is kind of amazing, even if they're not rooting for the team, the reaction in the room when someone does well like yourself. Just a couple seconds left here with Danny Woodhead, and then we'll let him get back to his day. Danny, there's been some changeover going on at Shadron State. I don't know how close you are to that. I don't know how much you are into that situation, but the athletic director, Brad Smith, he is going to step down at the end of the year. Coach O'Boyle is now elsewhere. Do you keep in contact with Shadron, and just maybe your thoughts on having a couple of new guys in there for this upcoming year?
You know, I do some. Still keep in contact. Obviously, my job is the main thing right now, but I do keep in contact still, and change happens, whether it be in college football or professional football, and it's something you have to deal with.
Well, it sounds like you got some kids to deal with as well, Danny, so we'll wrap things up here, and we'll let you get back to taking care of the day. We always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we wish you the best of luck this year with the Chargers.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
And a big thanks to Danny Woodhead for the time he gave us earlier this spring. And that wraps up our best of on this Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank all the folks once again that we had on the program today. And the first time we had him, UNK Athletic Director John McBride, Hall of Fame coach Larry Bleach and his Gibbon girls basketball team, Ed Ahrens, the recent Hall of Famer in the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association, and Danny Woodhead for joining us on the program today. We are back on Monday. Jim Langan is in as my co-host. Don't forget to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. You can fill out our form at ESPNSuperstation.com Friday, July the 12th. And right around the corner, we're less than a week away from bringing you 12 teams in 12 days as college football season will be here, and we will be live at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago again in July. Have a great weekend, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.